From your schoolroom window, look up, young children, from your play. Bright young eyes will turn to ashes in the blinding light of Enola Gay. I turn, I see the fireball rising. My God, my God, all I can say. I hear a voice within me cry. My mother's name was Enola Gay. Schoolroom window, look up, young children, from your play. When you see any warplanes fly, each one is named Enola Gay.
The Saturday Light Brigade Enola Gay Tibbetts was the mother of Colonel Paul Tibbetts, and Enola Gay was the name that he gave to his plane, which was the plane that on August 6th, 1945, along with co-pilot Robert A. Lewis, became the first aircraft to drop an atomic bomb. In warfare, the bomb targeted Hiroshima, Japan.
Let us try what love can do. Let peace prevail to build this sad old world anew. Let peace prevail. Let peace prevail. Let peace prevail in our hearts and in our minds. Let peace prevail. Got to feed the hungry, clothe the poor. Let peace prevail. Can't afford the cost of war. Let peace prevail. Let peace prevail, let peace prevail. In our hearts and in our minds, let peace prevail. Old wrongs now we must forgive, let peace prevail. That every child on earth may live. Let peace prevail. Let peace prevail. Let peace prevail. In our hearts and in our minds, let peace prevail. Raise your voices, join your hands, let peace prevail. Justice and mercy in every land, let peace prevail. Let peace prevail. Let peace prevail. In our hearts and in our minds, let peace prevail. Let us try what love can do. Let peace prevail. To build this sad old world anew. Let peace prevail. Let peace prevail. Let peace prevail. In our hearts and in our minds, let peace prevail.
Saturday Light Brigade with Nelson and Early Cooper, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio. Song from Led Zeppelin. Robert Plant and Jimmy Page wrote it. Sung there by a group called Edna's Kin. Hot Dog, the song. Get ready to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Our crossword puzzle of the air coming up.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's P-A-I-R.com.
Hello to Deborah Tobin. Nice to have you tuned in today and playing along on Facebook at SLB Radio. Well, it's time up for our crossword puzzle of the air. We are looking for a nine-letter word this week. Nine letters. And the clue is social space. Social space. The second letter is L, and the eighth letter is S. The second letter is L, and the eighth letter is S, 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 in Sam, and the clue is social space. Do you know the word we're looking for? Take a guess if you care to by calling us or texting us at 412-200-5975 or toll free at 1-888-752-7234. You can also use instant input by going to slbradio.org/radio. We'll reveal more letters if necessary throughout this half hour. Christine Lavin next at SLB.
Oh, my sister Mary loved visiting Mom. She'd take her out for a ride. They both enjoyed the open road, the gently rolling countryside. So different from the nursing home where she'd sit in a chair, thinking she had just arrived and wanting to get away from there. Oh, they drive past farms, sometimes stop by fruit and fresh picked corn, gather sunflowers and wild roses, being careful with the thorns. But most of all, Mom loved to sit quiet by the lake, eating vanilla ice cream. No need for cake. Yum, yum, yum. Yum, yum, yum. Oh, on one lovely sunny day, my sister Mary and my mother were enjoying time spent on the shoreline, simply with each other, when a giant osprey swooped on down. Feet first into the lake, the way that ospreys do. It emerged with the great big lake trout wriggling in its claws. Oh, my sister Mary and my mother watched it defying gravity's laws. It flapped its wings so hard, struggled with the weight of a lake trout that no doubt now had an elevated heart rate. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, my sister Mary and my mother witnessed this dramatic show. Nature in all of its splendor, beauty, wonder, woe. They watched the bird and wriggling fish disappear into the sky. Then my mother said, I hope that fish had a dream to fly.
close my eyes and hear your voices then. All the friends and family would sing along with me and set your spirit free. In my heart I hear you sing again. Every note as natural as then. And when I sing the songs for family and friends, in my heart I hear you sing again. The troubled times that turned your hair to gray, and all the tears and sorrows followed to your grave. But deep within the heart of hunger, there were always melodies passed from you to me. Every note as natural as then. When I sing those songs for family and friends, in my heart I hear your voice again. And it's a long, long since my mother's songs were heard, but the child I can't outrun still hangs on every word. In my heart I hear sing again. Every note as natural as then. When I sing those songs for family and friends, in my heart I hear you sing again.
A couple songs in honor of moms, Christine Lavin and my sister Mary and my mother, and Janice Ian just now with I Hear You Sing Again. We're in the midst of solving our crossword puzzle of the air this morning. I'm going to give you another letter. The clue is social space. Social space. Nine letters in the answer. The second letter is L. The fourth letter, and new to reveal to you, is B. The second letter is L. The fourth letter is B. And the eighth letter is S. S is in Sam. The clue is social space. 412-200-5975. We'll leave it out for a few more moments. And then the correct answer will come your way. Thank you for finding the Saturday Light Brigade this morning. If you're wondering what this is all about, Is it a talk show? Is it a music show? Is it a show for puzzles and games? Is it a show for kids, for adults? Is it a show with live guests and music? It's all of the above and more since 1978. 1978! We've been here keeping you company on a Saturday morning. Whether you've been with us for all those years or whether today is the first day you stumbled upon us, we are glad that we're able to build community through radio and through your company this morning. Jay in Washington just got the correct answer. And here comes Tom in McCandless. Hello, Tom.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I am doing very well. It's going to be a warm day today.
Yeah, we were out in your neck of the woods on Tuesday.
Ah.
In the Bellevue, Avalon metropolitan area.
Yeah. In the land of live, worship, shop. What brought you out that way?
Well, I needed to get these bolts that were a special size or whatever, so I looked on the map to find a small hardware store where the bus went to, and I picked out Bellevue.
Yes, there is a fine hardware store. Did they have the ones you wanted?
Yeah, they turned a 30-minute search into a 2-minute search.
It's amazing.
So they really were helpful.
I've told the story before. Years ago, I was looking for vacuum tubes, you know, for an old radio.
Yeah.
And I kept calling store after store, and when I was asking about vacuum tubes, they thought I meant tubes to hook up to a vacuum cleaner, like the corrugated tube that you put on a canister vacuum cleaner. And it ended up right in my own neighborhood. Phil's TV repair shop ended up having tubes. Now you can get them online, but I think they might have been original stock, too. But your bolt was found.
Right. Then we had time to go to get a couple donuts at the Lincoln Avenue Bakery.
Yes, they're tuned in. They're happy brigadiers there.
Right, and then we got a cup of coffee at the Muddy Cup.
The Muddy Cup?
Yeah. And then in front of the Rusty Nail, I bumped into somebody from work who I hadn't seen like in 3 years.
Well, that's nice. You're like a walking Bellevue Chamber of Commerce here. The folks on the avenue are going to be happy with you.
And then we signed up at the Bellevue Senior Citizen Center. So I guess that makes us officially old, you know?
I don't know where that is. I guess...
It was a Lutheran church.
Oh, I know right where that is.
Not too far from on the other side of the street from the CVS Pharmacy.
I know exactly where that is, and
right.
I guess I've been avoiding it. But, well, that's great.
And then we visited the Avalon Library, which is a small, beautiful little library.
It's gorgeous. It's relatively new. And Bellevue and Avalon, you know, adjacent communities, each with a few thousand people, each have beautiful independent libraries. They're absolutely gorgeous.
Right. They have a little pond and a waterfall. I'm not sure if you've seen that. It looks like it's new.
There's a lot of nice statues around the library, including amidst the pond and the waterfall. It's really lovely.
Right. They have some fish in there, and they named all the fish.
Hmm.
And two of them, four of them were named after authors. And I only can remember two. One was Hemingway, and the other was the person who wrote T-O-I-K-E-N.
Tolkien.
Right, Tolkien. Yeah, and one of them they named Golden, so I'm not sure if there's an author named Golden or not.
They may just be looking for a funder, maybe.
right.
Or maybe
I was going to say that the Avalon Library would make a good clubhouse. You know?
A good clubhouse, you say, and you're right. That's the social space we were looking for. 9 letters, second letter L, fourth letter B, eighth letter S, clubhouse. you came up with it.
I was going to say that our gang did for clubhouses what Jack Kerouac did for the road trip.
We never really had a clubhouse growing up. I was trying to think if we had anything close to that.
I remember going in the woods and, you know, getting some old boards and stuff like that and building something like a clubhouse, you know. But I never really had a clubhouse as such.
Yeah, we did not have anything even close to that. But clubhouses were nice to dream about. They seem to be had by children on television more than children in the neighborhood. In fact, I would love to talk to somebody who had a clubhouse that they worked with, you know, growing up. Maybe it was part of their childhood.
Right.
Well, well done. A charge to you. I'm glad you can visit beautiful Avalon next, now that you've mastered gorgeous downtown Bellevue.
Right.
Take care. And there are so many great little neighborhoods in the Pittsburgh area and throughout the towns and neighborhoods in our listening area, too. I mentioned working the polls on Tuesdays, something Ricky and I have done, I think, 5 or 6 times now to try to be of service to the community. And it's always fun to see and meet so many neighbors as you do that. The sleepy little borough of Avalon, I think, has 6 different voting jurisdictions. So our District 3, Ward 3, I think it is, had, I think, about 103, I think, was the final number of people who voted. Seemed like a lot more at the time. We will have another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our High Clue coming up. Congratulations. Also to Mike and Mars and Tommy in Virginia and Jay in Washington for coming up with the correct answer to our puzzle. Also, good morning to Julie McGinnis, who is playing along online. And hello to Mike Melnick. And I see that Bonnie came up with the correct answer to our puzzle. Debbie also came up with clubhouse. And if you came up with the correct answer, please give yourself a Saturday Light Brigade charge. And if you've got a clubhouse that you would like to tell us about, or if you had a clubhouse, we certainly would love to hear about it. Steve Earle has a tribute album to Jerry Jeff Walker in the works. Not surprising that this song is on it.
Another mind bojangles and a dance for you. One I choose. Silver hair, ragged shirt, and baggy pants. The old soft shoe. He jumps so high, jumps so high. And a lightly touched down. Spoke right out. stars alive. Laughter clicked his heels a step. Said name Bojangles and he danced a lick across the cell. He grabs his pants, a better stance, and he jumps so high. And then he clicked his heels. He let go. Shook his clothes back all around. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance.
That album comes out this Tuesday. Steve Earle and the Dukes, Jerry Jeff, the name of the album, and that song, advanced to us, Mr. Bojangles. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a network of great community radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio. PC TV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Loudspeaker 1, Fort Collins, Colorado, audio now, where you can listen by phone at area code 515-605-9542 and tune in Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and other services on your audio device of choice.
I could see her lipstick glowing from clear across the ballroom, a bright shade of cataclysm peach. She had her sights set on me, she made a beeline for me, and I was doing the rope-a-dope, staying just out of reach. My escape, it was narrow, I ducked her Cupid's arrow, but it stuck into my good time buddy Pete. And Pete's as skinny as a broomstick and light as a collection plate, and she just up and swept him off his feet. Yeah, I'm faster than Pete,
faster than
I thank my lucky stars. I missed a whole lot of things in this life, but it's the best thing so far. They say love is grand, love is blind, and that married life is sweet.
It's sweet.
But they also talk about the quick and the dead. I'm faster than Pete. Although his state of mind was frightful, the wedding was delightful, and everybody said the bride was without flaw. Her long satin train drove all the guests insane, and her shoes, they were a hot pink of swan. They ran a little short of dough before they bought Pete's wedding clothes, so the undertaker had a long old Peter suit. Pockets on the side, no zipper in the fly, and he had to tuck the long cuffs down inside his boots. And though the wedding was on Sunday, he had to have the suit back by Monday, 'cause they were burying old man Percy in it. By then Pete's begging for mercy to trade places with old Percy, but Percy sits up and says, hey, wait a minute. He says, I'm faster than Pete,
faster than Pete.
Oh, I thank my lucky stars. I missed a whole lot of things in this life, but it's the best thing so far. See, there's a lid for every pot, someone to make your life complete. They also say, and rest in peace if you're faster than Pete. Now Pete's polishing the gravy boat and the fancy crystal goblets, and sleeping on satin fuchsia-colored sheets. And Pete's poor old hound dog has to sleep outside these days, unless the dog house is occupied by Pete. And the kids, they seem to pop up about one every summer, and the triple overtime pleases his wife. I think Pete's got her right where she wants him, walking hand in handcuffed through this life. Ooh, I'm faster than Pete,
faster than
I thank
Pete.
My lucky stars. I missed a whole lot of things in this life, but it's the best thing so far. And the moral of the story is to know when to retreat.
Retreat.
I didn't have to outrun trouble, just outrun. What y'all waiting for? Faster than Pete. You won't see me from now on. Faster than Pete. I'll be so long gone.
That's Dave Miller. And Faster Than Pete. A chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our Haiku coming up.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Hello to Andrew. Thank you for playing along on Facebook this morning. Now a chance for you to play along live on the radio. It's time for this morning's Haiku. 17 syllables leading to one answer. Are you ready? Here comes the Haiku. See if you can figure out what the Haiku is referring to. Ricky's got all of her fingers up. She's auditing. You've got 10 fingers. You need 7 more. So the 5-7-5 pattern. Based on Ida Red, this 55 hits name sounds like a makeup brand. Okay, she got it. There's a little lag. I have to be careful. Based on Ida Red, this 55 hits name sounds like a makeup brand. Can you solve our Haiku? If you can, here's hoping you'll call and join us on the radio. We would love to have your voice to hear from you. 412-200-5975 or 1-888 SLB Radio, 1-888-752-7234. Good luck with this morning's Haiku. One more time, based on Ida Red, this 55 hit's name sounds like a makeup brand. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB Radio. Good luck. We'll have the correct answer coming up in a bit. Here's hoping you'll play along with us on today's Saturday Light Brigade.
Rides on top. Had big ideas lesson that I can't done. Pump it up, you don't lose till you drop. I am random, said a couple things and you can't understand them. I am random, people cutting deals, I'm never gonna land them. I am random, I can't always get a handle. I am random.
And you know, I'm like,
making in the world with all my senses, I didn't even need to expand them. I'm saying all the things to complete all your thoughts. We can think it better if we think it in tandem.
My first paragraph
of this time. If I make it out with you, then I'll make it out alive. I got an idea about a sweet place to go. I'll get the bubble wrap, you grab the snow. I am random, I said a couple things and you can't understand them. I am random, and I'm never gonna land on. I am random, I can't always get a handle. I am random.
You know what happened? You know what happened was I had gotten rid of files.
Leo Kottke and Mike Gordon here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Hello to Bon up in northeast Pennsylvania, staring across Lake Erie to Canada. Northeast Pennsylvania, as you might know if you're from the area, is actually in northwest Pennsylvania. Wine country, a lot of grapes in that area. Based on Ida Red, this 55 hits name sounds like a makeup brand. 412-200-5975. Jim in Blackridge has the correct answer. John and Addie in East Deer have it too. Tommy in Virginia also got the correct answer. And we had a couple of reactions on Facebook, too. You're welcome to call, by the way, 412-200-5975. Michelle has got the correct answer. Well done, Michelle Strottmeyer. And Bruce is about to join us. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
This was maybe not the toughest high clue if you were able to sort of figure out the last line of it. I don't know. Was it hard?
Well, it was a little tricky, like based on Ida Red. You know, that was kind of the tricky part. It was not Ida Red. It was based on Ida Red.
Right. And I actually never heard this before, but apparently... Chuck Berry, who is the artist, not the answer, but the artist associated with the answer, came in to Chess Records playing Ida Red, and it was suggested that he rework it, and he did, and it became the song that was recorded on this date in 1955, and it became a huge hit for Chuck Berry. And the name of the song is the answer to the high clue. And you know it, I know.
And it is Maybelline.
Maybelline.
Chuck Berry, he did that. He did introduce that guitar break, the guitar start.
Right.
Which is like, even to this very day, when you hear the guitar play that start, even if it's not, the Beach Boys use that too in a lot of their songs. It's like, the party is starting.
Yes. You'd think I'd have that all queued up and ready to go, but I actually don't. But yeah, you know when you hear that song, that's the beginning. That's what you're about to hear happen. Here it is. I've got it. It's just this part. Or that. That part,
yep,
right there.
There you go, yep.
And I was thinking of the Johnny Be Good, too, that version. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, I actually saw him at Three Rivers Stadium.
You know, I regret never having seen him live because I loved Chuck Berry from the time I was a little kid. And even towards the end of his life, he was performing in his club in St. Louis, and I would have loved to have seen him.
Yeah, it was one of those, they used to do those all-day oldie shows at Three Rivers, and he was there, and I can't remember who it was. I think Paul Revere and the Raiders were there, and you know, a few people like that. It was pretty good. It was a pretty good show. He was still moving, still doing the duck walk even then.
Mm.
When you can't duck walk anymore, it's time to hang it up.
Yeah. Well, he folk processed Ida Red to Ida May, and then rumor has it that it was Leonard Chess of Chess Records suggested Maybelline as a name instead, and that he did it because he saw a Maybelline product and that just inspired him. But that's there's some argument about whether that's the case or not.
About three syllables, so
yeah, it works. well done,
as opposed to 17.
Well done. A charge
thank you very much,
you, and we'll talk to you soon. Maybelline, that's who we're looking for. And it was back up May 21st, 1955. Chuck Berry went into a recording session for Chess Records with his restyled version of Ida Red. Cadillac looking like it's setting still, and I caught Maybelline at the top of the hill. Maybelline! Why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the thing you used to do. Song ended up topping the R&B charts and hit number 5 on the pop charts. Here's Ida Red. A little compare and contrast.
On the mantel says it's getting late. The curtains on the window snowy white. The parlor's blessing on a Sunday night. Ida Red, Ida Red, I'm plumb fool about Ida Red. Ida Red, Ida Red, I'm plumb fool about Ida Red. Pictures on the wall, there's a pretty sofa, and that's not all. I'm not mistaken, I'm sure I'm right. Somebody else in the party tonight. Ida Red, Ida Red, I'm plumb fool about Ida Red. Ida Red, Ida Red, I'm plumb fool about Ida Red. Look, my me that when she died, she'd set me free. She grew so old, her head got bald, she took a notion at the title. Ida Red, I'm plumb fool about Ida Red. Ida Red, I'm plumb fool about Ida Red. Somebody say it's time to go. I hear a whisper, gentle and light. Don't forget to come next Sunday night. Ida Red, I'm plumb fool about Ida Red. Ida Red, I'm plumb fool about Ida Red.
Little similarity there. Ida Red, I'm sure the hot club of Cowtown has also put their own spin to it, just as John Thibodeau does on Chuck Berry's version. Offered for your consideration at the Saturday Light Brigade.
As I was motivating over the hill, I saw Maybelline in a Coupe de Ville. Cadillac rolling on the open road, but nothing's outrunning my V8 Ford or Maybelline. Why can't you be true? You started back doing the things that you used to do. Why Cadillac doing about 95, bumper to bumper and a side by side. Cadillac pulled up to 104. My Ford overheating wouldn't do no more. Maybelline, why can't you be true? You started back doing the things that you used to do. Then got cloudy and it started to rain. I tooted my horn for the passing lane. Rainwater blowing all under my hood, and I knew it was doing my engine some good. And Maybelline, why can't you be true? You started back doing the things that you used to do. Thank you.
Thibodeau at the Saturday Light Brigade, and Maybelline. A charge to you if you were able to come up with the correct answer. Perhaps you did and didn't let us know, so make sure you give yourself a Saturday Light Brigade charge. I think Alan Sherman is about to... Oh, there he is. He's about to come by.
Plan ahead, plan ahead. That's what the wise man said. Success is hard to win, but you can win it if you do a lot of thinking in advance and make the necessary preparations and don't leave everything to be crowding into the very last minute. Plan ahead, in advance, don't leave a thing to chance. And if you want to wind up rich and famous, just be careful and meticulous in everything you do, and just make sure your work is not slipshod or sloppy or negligent, or else people will go around saying you are an ignoramus. So, insist on absolute perfection and do all your things perfectly. If you strive day and night, in a long time you might be almost as perfect as me. As I. For the toughest things in life are never easy. Where's the next part of the music? Who's got the next part of the music?
I got it.
Oh, thanks. Plan ahead,
plan ahead.
Do what the wise man said.
Yeah, said so.
Just remember, in 1,000 years we'll all be dead. So plan ahead. Oh, the wise man's dead, but before he died, he said, plan ahead.
Alan, that's it, Alan. Alan,
ahead.
Alan, we're done. Alan Sherman at the Saturday Light Brigade from 1967. Coming up, we have a story from the WQED Writers Contest. It's called Jake's Dream Job. And not surprisingly, it's written by a boy named Jacob, who is in second grade. The Soundhound is also coming up, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slvradio.org/radio. Now it is time for a story from the WQED Writers Contest. It's called Drake's Dream Job.
Hi, my name is Jacob. I'm 8 years old. I live in Bethel Park. My name of my story is Jake's Dream Job. Jake was a laid-back kind of kid. He liked peanut butter sandwiches, no jelly, thank you. He likes plain spaghetti and vanilla ice cream. He liked watching squirrels run around and playing with his dog. He really liked laying in the hammock and daydreaming. But grown-ups were always asking Drake heavy questions. What did he want to be when he grew up? Drake didn't have a clue. One nice sunny day, Drake was in the hammock looking at birds making a nest. They didn't have to worry about what they wanted to do when they grew up. The warm sun made Drake sleepy. I really like science a lot. I like to build things. I love to build robots. Is there such a job as a robot builder? Drake was also very good at math and he liked computers. Astronauts and bridge builders use math and computers. But I don't like heights, thought Drake. Drake was dreaming about social studies. He thought about faraway places. I could work in a big museum, but I'd rather go places than be in a big building all day. Drake loved animals, art, and reading books. He especially liked to read about dogs and monkeys. Maybe he could be an author and write about a dog and a monkey who were friends. But would everyone like to read the same stories as me? Drake's head was swirling with ideas about different jobs. Stop, stop! All of a sudden, Drake was on the ground and his hammock had tipped over. Wait a minute, maybe I do have a clue about what I want to be when I grow up. I could be a teacher. They do all of the things I like every day. Teachers use computers and build robots. They use art and math. They read all the new books. And they can bring peanut butter sandwiches for lunch. Teachers can do everything they love and teach other people how to learn what they need to do for their dream jobs too. Yes, being a teacher sounds like a perfect job for me.
Jacob with some career exploration, Jake's dream job. Part of this year's award-winning WQED Writers Contest stories, we'll have one at 10 o'clock called My Future by first grader Sophia. The Sound Hound is coming up in a moment.
I got too much stuff. I got way more shoes than it's possible to use. I got too much stuff. I've got a myriad of devices and way too many vices. I've got no recollection of ever starting this collection, and I guess my innate curiosity combined with sheer fastidiosity reached escape velocity, determining my ultimate direction. Upon reflection, I can't ignore my obvious predilection. Too much stuff. I've got multiple containers full of colanders and strainers. I got too much stuff. I've got various vessels filled with mortars and pestles. It's a real mess, I'll tell you. I probably started as a child, collecting bottle caps and stands, gradually over time, grew to keyboards, guitars, and amps. I never saw myself as a hoarder with an order disorder, but after the court order, I concluded I was clearly on the border. I got too much stuff. I admit it's almost comical. It's certainly not economical. I got too much stuff. Once tried to keep a chronicle, storage fees alone were astronomical. My friend said it's a symptom, some deep-seated neurosis. So I went to a shrink for a professional psych diagnosis. I said to him, Doc, give it to me straight. What's my likely prognosis? He scheduled me for 52 weeks of hypnosis. I got too much stuff. My basement is cluttered with things best left unuttered. I got too much stuff. I recommend you avoid the attic, especially if you're asthmatic. Now, some may be somewhat skeptical, but everything's collectible. Pardon my inelegance, I don't mean to impugn your intelligence. Stop by one afternoon, you'll see my entire bedroom is strewn with autographed production stills from a Bugs Bunny cartoon, plus my prize-signed photograph of Reese Witherspoon and the actual raccoon cap worn by Daniel Boone. Or maybe Davy Crockett, plus this gold-plated locket I keep in my pocket along with this watch keeps really good time, so don't knock it. I got too much stuff. My house is a mess. It's really quite stressful. I got too much stuff. I tried to create order, but I've been unsuccessful. I got tchotchkes and doodads and trinkets and knickknacks, plus the world's largest collection of fruit-flavored Tic Tacs, novelties and mementos and assorted paraphernalia, plus a stuffed duck-billed platypus all the way from Australia. I got too much stuff. I got too much stuff.